Well, hey, everybody. Hey, good evening. Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks so much for being here today. We're going to go ahead and get started. Thank you, JP, in the back. Hey, guys, we're going to go ahead and get started. Hey, if I haven't met you yet, my name is Cale Freeman. I serve as one of the pastors here. I serve as pastor of discipleship, and what that means is I get to do a lot of the fun educational-type ministry at our church, and that means that I get to do this with you guys here today. So I'm really excited for this. Welcome to our very first marriage workshop. I hope the first of many in the future, Lord willing. Man, I am so excited about this. And let me just say, first of all, it's not lost on any of us that you guys were all here this morning and that you have come back today in order to hear what the scriptures had to say about marriage. And I just want to commend you on that, that you would make time for this, make time for the scriptures, and make time for your marriage. These things are important. Of course, marriage is such a wonderful and amazing thing. As we're going to see here in just a few moments, marriage really is a great and powerful, amazing gift that the Lord God created for us and gave to us. He gave it to us at the very beginning of the creation. And all these things are just so amazing and wonderful. But a lot of times we can only see just a facet, just one way in which marriage is a gift. But what we want to see over the next 4 weeks, over the next four sessions, is going to be all the different ways that the scripture speaks about marriage and the ways that marriage is, yes, a gift. For example, the gift of intimacy, of companionship. These are really good and amazing things, but of course also marriage is also a crucible. Hard things happen, hard times come, but on the other side of it, as we trust in Christ, we actually become holier and more sanctified through it. Of course, marriage also has a mission, one that was given to us in the garden that we still have today. And finally, of course, that marriage is an icon of the gospel and a picture of it. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at each of these four pillars over the next 4 weeks as we consider what marriage is and what and why it exists. You know, the mission statement of our church is multiplying gospel communities that love God, love people, and push back darkness. And really what we're hoping to do is that for the little small church that is in each of your homes, in the small church that is your marriage, of course, what we want to do is we want to see those things lived out. We want to see us love God together in our marriages in a very special way. First and foremost in our marriages, we want to see how we love others, first and foremost, with our significant other, our spouse. And of course, we want to see darkness push back in our lives, both by kingdom demonstration, where we actually show the gospel to one another, and by kingdom proclamation, where we actually tell each other the good news of Jesus. We want to do all these things, and we want to do them in the context of our marriage. So you might be here today because you're feeling like, man, I love my spouse so much and I love marriage so much. If I could just be told how to get even just a little bit more out of that, man, that would be worth all my time. And that's awesome and that's amazing. We're really glad that you're here. You might also be here and maybe that's not quite your perspective right now. Maybe there are things specifically in your marriage that you're wanting to work on, things you want to get better at. And what I want to say to each and every one of us is that the school of marriage goes on and we never graduate from it. Can I get an amen? That's right. Can I get an amen? It's okay. I know. This might feel like a serious environment, but I want us to have fun together. It's already 5 o'clock, and we need to hang a little bit more loose than on a Sunday morning, so you guys feel free to do that. So that's what we're going to be doing over the next 4 weeks. We're going to examine the scriptures. There's a ton of scriptures on marriage explicitly, but of course, what is true is that the whole weight of the biblical witness speaks to our faith, and the whole weight of the biblical witness speaks to our marriages. So we are going to talk specifically on those, like on those specific things throughout the course of the next few weeks, but we are also going to speak about things in our faith that also inform our marriage, because we have to order our marriage according to the scriptures. Now, we've put in a lot of time and effort into this. I'm going to be speaking today on the subject of marriage as an icon of the gospel. And then over the next 3 weeks, we're going to have other pastors. Pastor JJ is going to join us for the crucible of marriage. Pastor Brian Elliott from downtown is going to be joining us for the gift of marriage. And then Pastor Corey Fahrenkamp, who's going to be planting our Midwest City congregation is going to be up here to talk about the mission of marriage. So we've put in a lot of time and effort into this, but I just want to point out as well that the Holy Spirit is at work in each of our lives and each of our marriages. And I fully believe that as we all engage this content and engage this time, that the Spirit is going to do work in us that we didn't plan, and work in us that maybe you didn't know that you were going to get out of this. But I just encourage you to be prayerful, to not just stop at getting content, but be prayerful to the Lord as we go about this the next few weeks. So let me take a little bit of time here to frame up what we're going to be doing. This is a marriage workshop. You should have got, as you walked in, the marriage workshop class overview. You guys can see this here. We're just going to go through here and chat a bit about what we're going to be doing together. First of all, what are we doing here? We have a purpose statement here for you. This is a study of the pillars of biblical marriage to grow in our delight in our spouse and also to deepen our maturity in Christ. That is what we are here to do, and that's what we're going to do over the next 4 weeks. Now, we also have our class objectives. I'm not going to read through each one of those right now, but I do just want to point out to you that they are divided between head, heart, and hands. And this is just what I was mentioning earlier. We don't want to just merely learn things. If we just merely learn things, if we just know the source text alone, this is not going to change our marriages, and it's not going to make our marriages into more beautiful pictures of Christ. But whenever we receive the scriptures, whenever we learn things, it can also affect our hearts. And whenever our minds are changed and our hearts are changed, our actions will also change as well, and our marriages will change. So I encourage you to just read through those on your own. Now, if you flip to the back, we have a couple more things. We have class participation or workshop participation. We put this together in a way that we really want you to be able to learn different things. We want you to learn things from the scriptures, source text, these kinds of things. And we want to do it in such a way where it's actually going to stick in your brain, okay? So the way that we've done this is by ordering this according to homework and discussions and lectures, and all of these things are going to move together intentionally. So whenever we have homework, it's going to be, the expectation is 30 minutes plus or minus 10. It's going to have a little bit of reading, a little bit of discussion with your spouse. And we're asking you to do that because it's actually going to prepare you for the next discussion. That discussion is going to be at your tables. You're going to chat through what you all read together. You're going to chat through the conversations that you had at home. And then that's going to lead into our lectures together each week. So every week that we come in, we're actually going to start with a discussion. And then we're going to move into lecture, and we're doing that intentionally. Whenever we go back to the same information over and over and we pick it up again, what we're doing is active recall. And this is the kind of thing that actually makes you remember things in the moment, not merely just get reminders. So we've done this intentionally. Some of you guys are like, man, I am not a discussion kind of person. I would rather read books. Some of you guys are like, man, I would rather not read any books. I would rather just discuss. But I just want to point out that we've put all these things together to work in unison. So if you have a proclivity towards one or the other, I encourage you to just embrace both. So that is the class participation that we're going to be calling for through this. And then we have the schedule. So you can see that below, which I already referred to those. So a couple more things. We could have sent to each of the people in our congregation a fully fleshed out, fully online, immersive experience that is already made with lots of great content. It already exists on the internet. There's multiple of these on the internet. So why would we take valuable calendar time and valuable time in our schedules in order to do this? Well, that's because we learn better in an embodied method. We learn better whenever we're side by side with our spouse, and we also learn better whenever we're side by side with other couples in our church and members in our church. It's important to have a relationship with our pastors to resource us, in addition to having all of these wonderful resources online. So we're going to do our best to capture the content from this each week and be able to provide that to you afterwards if you missed a week or something like that. But I just really encourage you to be here and to be among us and participate in that way. So that's just a little introduction of what we're going to be doing over the next 4 weeks. And here in just a few minutes, we will start with our first session, Marriage as Icon. But before that, we want to start with a discussion, which will be on the screen behind me. Hey, if you don't already know the people at your table, go ahead and introduce yourself to them. And then we have a couple of discussion questions for you. We're going to take about 15 minutes or so for us to chat. The first one is, if I can get it, what is a trip that you and your spouse have always dreamed of going on? This is just a get-to-know-you question. This one should be fun. And then secondly, what is something that you're hoping to get out of this workshop? So you guys get to know each other at your tables, get to know each other a bit deeper, chat through this, and then we'll start session one in just a few moments.